According to Rabbi, we do not have to say all the rabbis. According to Levi, so this price of Reyach Adam Teh Dai Shanto does not accord with the rabbis. Does not accord with the rabbis. In Ame, no. The thing according to Levi, this price of Reyach Adam Teh Dai Shanto can accord with the rabbis. Why can it accord with the rabbis? Because in Ame, we see Kogi Levi's. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yisi, how can Rabbi Yisi say that if she had a suspension of not sitting down 60 days in the Yibur, then she can make sure that in order to apply the Aloha of Dai Shaito, that she has a suspension of not sitting down 30 days in the Kosovo. But it's anyway a suspension, even if she has a program. The answer is that it is like this. In Amad Yisi, Kogim Reines, Viroa Sovi Sheino Reines, Avshio Dai Shaito, כי לא מגדל כמה, אבל החדם פייה, אם די שייטו, אלו בריאו נשאינו. אבל שיר או יוי, אפילו איצו נשאינו מי, כי הוא שנפתח מים תומי. So, in other words, what Yes, he says, that basically is the book, is Mitzure, with Achaz and Nikoso, he has reference to the case, where she had the years down. After the Nitea, she had the years down. On the 81st day, or on the 41st day, she had the years down. But that years down she had on the 81st day, or on the 41st day, was due to a shocking experience. Somebody made a threatening telephone call for her. And he threatened her. And because of that shock, she had a menstrual flow on the 41st day. On the 41st day, on the 81st day, and then she had another year, on the 71st day, in case of Yerushalayim Zohar, or in case of Yerushalayim Kibro, she had another year, on the 111th day, another year. So, if the main because she had a suspension of dam, so then we say Daya Shaito in regard to the Riyah she had on the 111th day, or on the 71st day, Vitek, Remei Yahweh Yahtanoe, the Isli will be very calm, maybe because Daya Shaito. Typically, the Habe Achadam Teya. Now, there is a popular saying that three Misechtes are very difficult. Three Misechtes are very difficult. That's Ayin, in other words, you have to concentrate very much. That's Erev, Yud, that's Yibomes, and Nun is needed. Why? I mean, that's what people say. I mean, it's not true. So why do we say that these three sechtes are more difficult than the other sechtes? It's, in other words, on these three sechtes, there is a lot of computation. You know, computation involved. In Yevomis, Hashbein is there. So, you have, and in Ide, I mean, so let's say, this Gemara, I mean, this Indian, and then you find in the Cheshbeinus of your meaning, you see that by Dalet, you have to concentrate. If you are interrupted, so you cannot figure out all the Cheshbeinus. So this is one of the Gemara's in Ide, I mean the Tesis in Ide, where you have to concentrate. Otherwise, I mean you can't understand the Gemara. We take the Ramei Yahweh Lafanoi in this room if you're coming. Mean Nikodai Yushaito, technically the Abba Haramte. Now Tetzis is asking, so this is asking the Kashi according to the Meir. First Tetzis says the Kashi against Rabbis. So Rabbis requires a hefsek of delays. In other words, the way the Ochlenair explains it. I mean, this is the Madure of the Tetzis that we have. The Ramban had another Madura of Tesis. So, in other words, the Tesis Shitting is that according to Rabbi Yisi, who says Tzricho Shem Shemes, so that means that even Reach Adam Teach, we say Dayashaito, so also only if the Reach Adam Teach is coupled with the suspension of Freitas, with the Hefzek of Freitas. So this is the Kashi, according to Rabbeis. Now, the other Tanoim, so they say that Veniko is Dayashaito, that Veniko is Dayashaito. So typically, they have a Ahadam Teach. So the question is, why do they have to resort to our that Miniko is Daishaita? Because Miniko is Becheskas Mislekes Dam. There is another Aloha that Horei Ahadam Teach is Daishaita. Again, that's only all these kashes. Yeah, apply only according to Levi, according to Rav. There is no kash, you see, because according to Rav, so the Gemara limits the scope of a Reach Adam Teach Daishaita. But according to Levi, so the aloha of Reach Adam Teach Daishaita has a relatively wide scope. It's not limited to the case where the initial Reach, after Yemitea, it takes place less than 24 hours after the expiration of the Yemitea. So Mele, the Kashi is, according to Levi, the Daloch of Reach Adam Teach Daishaita has a broad scope, a very wide scope. So why do they have to resort to our of Miniko Daishaito? Every Miniko. So should be Daishaito if a Miniko, a nursing woman, has a Rias Dam. So it should be that, and we are not discussing a Rias Dam in Yemitea, so then it's further down there. So she stay on. So whenever we discuss Daishaito, not Daishaito, so it means if the Rie takes place after Yemitea, because vis-a-vis a Rie within Yemitea, so the Dam is there. So it's not just saying Daishaito. So now she's there. We cannot say Daishaito. So it's vis-a-vis a Rie after Yemitea. So since the Rie is after Yemitea, and according to Rebbe, so we don't have to resort to Minekes Daishaito, because without the aloha of Minekes Daishaito, it's Achadam Teach. So maybe there was a hefsek of one in it. It's a real Mishaino, it's an initial Rie after a hefsek of one period of 30 days not seeing Dam, even if she did see Dam according to Rie, because the Dam she saw is elevated from the Mayim Torah. So, take with Achadam Teach, the second time that this is said, when the Kashi was directed against the Beis, so the Teretz was, it said, those was, Achadam Teach, so it's only Daishaito if it's Rio Shino. But suppose it's a Rio Shino. Avo Shino Loi. Afi Hoysom of Shino Meiris. So we couldn't apply the aloha of the Achadam Teach, Mashenke, on the basis of Nekes, even if it's not a Rio Mishenko, even if it's a Rio Shino, even if the Rio took place on the 71st day, or on the 111th day, and the Rio on the 41st or on the 81st was due to a shocking experience, so it's also by a child. Alright. ויש לו אימא, דמיתם שהחדם תיה עם דיו שייטו ומריאו שם, אבל מיתם ניקו, דיו שייטו, כל מיני מלכוסו, כרמי על פרק הזה. ואם תיה, והוך הלא מולים של דם תיה, נאו תיה זה סלסק בקשה, פעם די עד הרי. פרס תיה זה סלסק בקשה, פעם מונה, נדורת, why do we have to resort to a special הלוכר מנקס? Let it be Daishaito on the basis of Reach Adam Teach. Now this is approaching it from the other end. And he says, why do we have that recourse to Aloha Freya Chadam Teya? Take away the cause. ויש לו מה ונפקים אליך למזמור אוי גמורתי לרמי אדום עליל הרי ככל הנושים סוממילה סופוז איבומן איף דמתיה שדינת אבן יריס and for a long time for a number of months so she didn't have any menstrual flow and now it's already more than 2 years after she gave birth to the child. After Chodawot Chedesh, so then there is no aloche of Menekes, Dayishai. But it's still the initial year. Why is it the initial year? Because it just happened that since giving birth to the child, she didn't have any menstrual flow. Now it is 25 months. After she gave birth to the child, and she has the first menstrual flow since she gave birth to the child. But it's 25 months already after the birth of the child. So we couldn't say Dayashaita on the basis of Minekes, because according to all these Tanoi, so the Takone of Minekes Dayashaita applies only to the period of 24 months. Not more. And here the year took place 25 months after she gave birth to the child. But this is the initial year. Since she gave birth, she didn't have the menstrual flow. Some male, that's why we have to resort to the aloche of Aria, Hadam Tea, Dayashaita, as long as it's the initial year. At the initial year, after the expiration of Damteya, and she did not have any Ries Dam until now, since she gave birth, so Menoe is Dayosha. Now, Ulrekesi, Name Domam Ferikame, Afur Gomose, Oinos no Gnol Miniko, Dayashaito. In other words, so Nafkinine. So the Kashi is, why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Damteya? So, oy rabis name, don't they come from what's in the source of the Nika Dayashai, Tapila, Halamtea, Echel Rosalach Alchesh, I said that already. The time of the Miniko, it's the Chulirioso, Mishen of Enes, that Ashil of Dayashai, the King Parishes. Now, look at that voice of Lach. So he says, Lichta Bitsa, Tzor Chulima, the Sphere of Atitzes, the Kriya Tanoya Alim Rabiesi, the Tanoya Brahisi, Sphere of Alim Rabiesi, in Miket Dayashai Keberi Rishenu, after God will not work in Moedis, who probably can assist Alim Rabiesi, the Matsu of Moedis, because since he says here, who Rabiesi Nam Rabi Ferikam, after Ukom Lossi, who knows not no Miliniko, Dayashai, Nakimina Lachadam Tea, Lehinche, the Lehinche de Rohaso, Adleacha Chodal Chedesh. So only in that case, we have to resort to the aloche of Reyach Adam Teah. Reyach Adam Teah. But, so, the Maram, it's not a thing, the Maram is the Kashi. In other words, ועד אורך ויהיה עושה, גמרה מאוד חסס. ודווקא גרי ראשי, אוי גם אישי או כשאו ראשי או איסו בייס. ובשעות הנועקים, במי הסביר, ואפילו לא יהיה ראשי שאינס, ואפילו כל מיני בועו, בכל מיני כוסו, די שי. וליד אותה נועה, אפילו מייז נועה, גם לא עושה הכלבה עוד חייש, ופי זה כשאי כשאתי יצח הזה, ואם תימא, בהוכר לא מומן שמנתח, ותרצו רבי המקנים על היחד מייז נועה, ורבי איסי נחכימים על היחד אירוע הסדה החלטה עוד חייש, אבל מוצר משניר, רבי איסי נחכימים על היחד אירוע עוד גמרינס. Why does Tinsvays have to resort to such an unusual situation where she didn't see any down for more than Chodal Chilis? It's an unusual situation that a woman should not see down for more than Chodal Chilis, and that was the initial rear. And initial rear. So Meir Mitzad Miliko Dayashaito, so we couldn't say that it's Dayashaito. Because it's already beyond the Chodal Chilis period. But we have because that's an unusual situation. Why? He's asking the Kasha Rabisi. According to Tetzes, Rabisi holds that if Reachadam Teya Dai Shaito is only Shayach. He's only Shayach where there was a hepsic of Humanes. So. So, in other words, so. So I would want to show you with a piece, not to mean it, Leheich. Leheich, I do not want to give a Ines, the entire Shaito mita miniko. In other words, you see what the Maram says. Where I say, Shatins yesir with a piece in the Beres and Miniko Dai Shaito HaShavu Yishol Genes. So I say, that's in agreement with what the Orch Lameya says. But it was a slip of the tongue. It's not in agreement with what the Orch Lameya says. On the contrary, the Maram understood that Tesis is saying that only when the Dayo Shaito is based upon the Alochev Mugeres, that is Misalek is done. So then Tesis requires Gimel Eitz. Masheike, but if it's on the basis of Reach Adam Teya Dai Shaito, then it doesn't even require Gimelis. That's how the Maram is. So Tinsi says that the Maram is the Kashe, Habo Motzel and Shnuye. Rabbiensi nach Gimina Reich and Reopolo Gimelis. The Dai Shaito mit Amuniko. El Shatinsi is Richa mit Tirze, Riach Amuniko. The Sphere of the Boy Gimelis. וגם סבירי, ודאי שייטו, אפילו מזנו, עד חבדלות חידש, ובהי סבירי, כנבייס. So he says, that when Tinsvays, as the Kashi, הוא רגיל סינמי, דומה בפרקמי, דומה בפרקמי, אפילו גמוסי, יוסמו, נוב, ניקו, דאי שייטו. So the Kashi is, Nosim no miniko dai shaito. So why do we have to resort to our loch of Nosim no miniko dai shaito? So let it be dai shaito. So that's why we have to resort to our loch of Achadam Teya dai shaito. After all, it should be dai shaito. Every day Achadam Teya should be dai shaito on the basis of miniko dai shaito. Of miniko dai shaito. So the Maram says, Tetzis could have given Teretz. Tetzis could have given Teretz that when the Zerabiezi have to resort to the Aloche of Reach Adam Teya Dai Shaito in the case where there was no Hepse Gimelis. So in other words, so if it had been based upon the Aloche of Mindiko Dai Shaito, so without the Hepsik of Kimlainis, according to Rabbeinsi, there is no Aloche of Mislekes Da. Masheinke, on the basis of Reach Adam Teya Dai Shaito, so we say Dai Shaito because of Reach Adam Teya. Of course, that Teretz we couldn't give according to the Orch Lameya's Teretz. So in other words, the Maram assumes in cases. The Maram assumes in Tinsvays that the Tinsvays is that even Alush Rabbeisi, when does Rabbeisi require Hefzeg Gimleines? When does Rabbeisi require Hefzeg Gimleines? That is, when it's not Reyach Adam Teah, when it's on the basis of Inekes, Misalekes Dam. So then it requires that coupled with the fact that she's Menekes, should be a Hefzeg, there should be a Hefzeg of Gimleines. But if we had the facts of Reyach Adam Teah, so even without the Hefzeg of Gimleines, even without the Hefzeg of Gimleines, the Maram assumed like a Sidratar. But you see, of course, it's Mashma, in order to answer the Sidratar's question. So we have to say that this Shita in this Madure is the way the Ochlenea says. So in Mele, we couldn't say what the Maram says. So we couldn't say what the Maram says, Uragensi Name. So when Tensres as the Kashe, a contrabensi, that after Gomose, Yosno, is Dayu Shaito. So the Kashe is, why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Reyach Adam Tia Dayu Shaito? Let it be Dayu Shaito on the basis of Miyakes, we couldn't give the parents. So we couldn't give the parents. So the Maram says, this is given to the parents. In other words, we have to resort to Reyach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito, to the case where there was no Hefzeg Gimleines. No! In the case where there was no Hefzeg Gimleines, so then, we wouldn't apply even the Aloche of Reyach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito. Because the whole Aloche of Reyach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito only applies to a case where there is the Hefzeg of Gimleines. So we see that the Maram did not understand cases that way. And the Maram assumed that even according to cases, so the case is made that if it's Reyach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito, with the Hefzeg of one Hefzeg, of course, one Hefzeg, otherwise it's not an initial here. So that goes without saying. There has to be a Chalapoches Hefzeg of one Hefzeg, because if there is not a Hefzeg at all, not even a Hefzeg of one Hefzeg, then it's not a real shame. But we don't require a court to the according to Maram's job basis, we don't require a court to the police Hefzeg Gimleines. We don't require. But the most reasonable shot to this is the way the Ochlenea says. Now the Ochlenea says. Now, so which way the Maram? Now the Maram says, as the Kasha, who brings in Amidon of the Kala to the Yosin of Kosta Bini in Kodai Shaito. So why do we have to resort? So to Aloche of Oreach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito, let it be Dayu Shaito exclusively on the basis of Miniko Dayu Shaito. So why doesn't Teisa say, no, we have to resort to the Aloche of Oreach Adam Teah Dayu Shaito in the case where there is no Hefzeg of Gimleines? Let's assume, like the Maram assumed Teisa. So that's his kashe. So the Maram says, when Teisa said, Rabbi Yitzi, Nami Doma Beferkame, Afurgam Lose Yonos Nob Nomi Niko Dayu Shaito. So Teisa doesn't mean Rabbi Yitzi Mamesh. He means Rabbi Yitzi happens to be among those Tanoim who say that even Gom Lose Yonos Nob Nomi Niko. So it's still Dayu Shaito. Gomlose Yonosnov Nomi Niko, it's still Dayu Shaito. And Rabbi Yitzi also holds that the Minekes without the Hefzeg of Gimleines is not Dayu Shaito. So Tetzes is asking the Kashe against the Tame, who will agree with Rabbi Yitzi Shite that Afil Gomlose Yonosnov Nomi Niko is Dayu Shaito. But he will not agree with Rabbi Yitzi Shite that there are two prerequisites. Number one, Miniko, and then Hefzeg Gimleines. In other words, let's say somebody, if a certain Tana will agree with Rabbi Yisi Shiteyapu Gombosei Nosno Nomu Niko Tai Shaita. And on the other hand, he'll agree with Rabbi Lezer that in that case, even without the Hefsek of Kimleines, is Tai Shaita. So, against that time, there is a kasha. This is how the Maram explained. Alright, but you see the Bach didn't understand that when Teisves is asking a kasha against Rabbi Yisi, Teisves meant not Rabbi Yisi himself, but he meant the Tane who agrees with Rabbi Yisi's din of Gomosei Nosno Nomo Nikodai Shai, but not Rabbi Yisi himself. Mashenkin the Bach, he understood Teisves Kipshute. Teisves says of Rabbi Yisi, and we know that Rabbi Yisi, not only does he say that he, even Gomosei Nosno Nomo Miniko is Dai Shaito, but he also says that in Nekes, is Dai Shaito only if it is coupled with the Hefsek of Kimleines, and still Teisves as the Kashi, and still Teisves as the Kashi. When do we have to resort to the special aloche of Oreya Chatam Teya Dai Shaita? When do we have to resort to the aloche of Oreya Chatam Teya Dai Shaita? After all, it's supposed to be Dai Shaita on the basis of Minakes, and according to Rabbi Yisi himself, even Gomose, as long as it was within Chodalet Chedesh, so the Mele, so we apply the Aloche of Dai Shaito, that's Teisves Kashi. So the Kashi is against Teisves, but Rabbi Yisi himself says that Minekes, without Hefsekim Leines, without Hefsekim Leines, is not Dai Shaito. So why does Teisves ask Rabbi Yisi name doma mferikame after we can losen we must not know we need for Dai Shaito? So why does Rabbi Yisi have to resort to the aloche of Reach Adam Teya Dai Shaito? It should be Dai Shaito on the basis of Menekes Dai Shaito. So the kasha is, but according to Rabbi Yisi, just the Menekes is not Dai Shaito, only if she had the Hefsek of Gimleines, the same kasha that the Maram raised. So that's why the Bach says the Teisves Shita is, since we see, on one hand we see Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah says, So that means that Rabbi Yisi is a very big machmir in respect to Minekes and Muberes. He says that just Minekes Muberes by itself, without a suspension of 90 days, not sitting down, so it's not Dai Shaito. So she has the same status as any other one. That, so we see from Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah, we see a big chumra. On the other hand, from Rabbi Yisi in the Braise, we see a big kure, because Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon Emrim, Dayan Shaiton, Kol Esrim, Le'al Bachidish. In other words, even though she stopped nursing the baby, or unfortunately the baby died, or she turned it over to another woman to nurse the baby. So even in such a case where the whole town of Dam Necha Vinasa Cholov is not Shaita, so still Rabbi Yisi is Meikyo. So Teisves Shita is, there is a machlokes between the Mishnah of Rabbi Yisi and the Braisa of Rabbi Yisi. According to the Mishnah of Rabbi Yisi is a bit machlia, and even a nursing woman who still nurses the baby is not Dai Shaito unless it's coupled with a suspension of dam. Needless to mention, if she's not nursing the baby anymore, Because the baby died, Chas v'Shalom. Oh, because she turned it over. Oh, because she stopped nursing the baby. She gives the baby a bottle. So, needless to mention, that in such a case, it is not a Yeshayah. So that's Rabbi Yehesi in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehesi in the Mishnah is a big mafia. Hashem came Rabbi Yehesi. Rabbi Yehesi in the Braise is a big maker. Rabbi Yehesi in the Braise, he doesn't require any suspension of dam for three anus. As long as she is a minekes, and even if she is not an actual minekes, but as long as she is within the period where many women are nursing the babies, because this man has out, so they nurse babies for 24 months, so she is still dayashayim. So that's why this is what the Bach says. The Sfir Latin says, the Pligat Anoyeh, because from the washing of this thing says, it's mashma, that Rabbi Yehesi is the biggest maker. And from the beginning of this verse and from the Mishnah, it appears that Rabbi Yehesi is the biggest machia. The answer is, there is a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braise, Alim Rabbi Yehesi. According to the Mishnah, Alim Rabbi Yehesi, so Rabbi Yehesi is the biggest machia. That the fact that she is in Mineches doesn't imply that it's Dayashaita. Even if she is an actual Mineches, even if she still keeps on nursing the baby, unless she missed three periods of it, there is a suspension of 90 days of not seeing that in there. And that's Rabbi Yehesi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehesi in the Braise is at the other extreme. On the contrary, he says, the fact that you are Mineches, not only an actual Mineches, but a potential Mineches. So Bizman Chazal, so that was the Takonet, because Bizman Chazal, the average mother, nursed the baby for 24 months. So Meir Takonet Chachonim was, that every woman who gave birth to a child, so within the 24 months, after giving birth, whether she nurses, she doesn't nurse, as long as she gave birth to the child, so for the first 24 months after giving birth, she's dayashayim. So this is what the Bach says. Alright, so for Sunday you should I would like to cover a lot of ground, because we spent a lot of time on this Gemara. Now, you should be prepared up to the Gemara of Rabbi Yudayim of Dayosh. Rabbi Yudayim of Dayosh Hadosh. Dayosh Hadosh.
June 13th, 1982, Kaf Beis Sivan Hashem Tav Shem Mem Beis.
Now we mentioned the kasha of the Sivretare and Teisves, and then we saw that the Ramban mentions in the name of Teisves that the kasha was not just why does the Braise say that Beis Ein is the Ibur, and the Achaz and Mikoso is Mitzurah. The Kashi, according to Tesis, is why does Rabbi Yehesi say Tzricha Sholoshenes without Sholoshenes? So Achadam Teya, so is Daya Shai. So, but obviously, there were two madures of the Tesis, and the Ramban had one madure, and we have the other madure. So the madure that we have, so Tesis is only asking from the aloche of Beis Ein is the Buro, the Achaz and Mikuso is Mitzurah. In other words, that means the Tesis shita is that according to Rabbi Yehesi, so we have to have Hefsegim Leinis. Mashein Ki, the Madura that Ramban had, So Teisves is saying that even according to Rabbi Yitzi, if it's Achadam Teya, so there is a loch of Dayoshaito even without Hepsikim Leinis. And when does Rabbi Yitzi say that we require Hepsikim Leinis? When it's not on the basis of Reya Achadam Teya. So then we require Gimleinis. But if it's Achadam Teya, then we don't require Gimleinis. Just Hepsik one Einer is enough. Then Hepsik one Einer is enough. Alright. Now the Gemara is kasha, but that goes without saying that the halacha of Reya Achadam Teya Dayashaito must be predicated upon the fact that there is a hefsek of one ene. Because if there is no hefsek of one ene, then why should Reach Adam Teya be Dayashaito? And the Rai is from our Gemore. Because the Gemore is saying, Bishloim el Ra, Bishloim el Rei Vidom Hashem Ayon is saying, Mishimoche Dayashaito. El Rav Doma Mayenechadu, Amai Dayashaito to Tamim Eisleis. So the Gemore said, the Reke Shoes. So according to Rav, The whole halacha of Reach Adam Teya Dayashaito can only be visualized in the case where she saw dam immediately after the expiration of the Yimei Teya within 24 hours, less than 24 hours subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya. But if, in other words, when she saw dam, on the morning of the 41st day, or on the morning of the 81st day. So since we couldn't contaminate all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior, so the mele, we are not even mitame the tares from Afreya, mitkide pkide either. In other words, since we cannot be mitame all the tares from Gala Choice from Afreya, we are not mitame all the tares. This is what Gemara is saying. Why? So we see that the whole halacha of Reach Adam Teya Dayashaito is based upon the fact that there was a hefsek of one ene. So according to Rashi, so there is always a hefsek of one ene because the dam that she had that did emanate, so emanated from the Mayim Toyer, Mashenkin according to Rab. So the dam that emanated from the same ion. So mele, there is no hefsek one ene with a suspension of dam for 30 days. So that's why the Gemara applies this price of Reach Adam Teya Dayashaito to the case where the Riyas dam, subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya, took place within 24 hours and less than 24 hours subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya. So the reason is why is Dayashaito is because of his special aloche. Since we cannot be mitamal mafreya, all the tares she handled within the 24 hours, even though we could be mitamil mafreya, all the tares that she handled would seem as of less decay. So in other words, so with this takonis chachomi that we can be mitamei limafreya is only shayach if it's possible to be mitamei all the tares that she handled within 24 hours prior. But if we cannot be mitame all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior, so we are not mitame in the tares she handled as of less dicky. That's the hour. So we see from this Gemara that without the hefsek of one eino, we couldn't be mitaya. We couldn't say dayashai. Oh, the rekeshus, aber rekeshus, mitamim Israelis, the Rav Dono Mayinechotu, vavo gab the dayashai. But then the question is, if it's ikeshus, in other words, if she saw the dam, not on the 81st day, but on the 82nd day, so maybe we could be mitamim afreya all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior, then we are mitamim. The aber gab the dayashai. But then the question arises, but let us say Dayashaito on the basis of Milikoso. So we can apply it to a case where the aloche of Milikoso doesn't apply. Hochemaira be means no be pilo, kid parishes. Okay. Die Befehlung in den Ares. Oma, hagiere Sheroa Sodam bisich leis leis, da yoshaito. Rabbi Yehi say in here, harei kechol anoshi. So in other words, here the Gemara is saying that this takon is chachom mean that kol anoshi mitam nes les. So mitam nes les. So we say only applies if it could be mitam nes les. But if we couldn't be mitame meisleis, for example, when the Riyas Dam takes place at the beginning of the 81st day, or the morning of the 81st day, so we couldn't be mitame all the Tara Shehendot. If we put the fires on the mele, we are not mitame in the Tares, the Shehendot, as of the last dike, but in Ksubes, there's Machlegi Pintane Kamen, Rabbi Yehisi. Tami says, Hagiyere Sheroa Sodam Bisech Meisleis, Dayot Shaito. In other words, suppose Hagiyere was Mizgaya. Was Mizgaya, let's say, Sunday morning. Hagiyere was Mizgaya, let's say, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And morning on Sunday. And then, let's say, she saw Dam. Tomorrow, next morning, on Monday at 6 o'clock, within 24 hours, only 21 hours subsequent to the Geulah, so the Mele, we say, so the Mekame says, Dayo Shaito. Why? Because we couldn't be Mitame, all the Taras, she handled. 24 hours prior to the all the tares she handled 24 hours prior to the Riyas Dam. Let's say she was Miss Gaia on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, then Monday at 6 a.m. she had the Riyas Dam. If we were to apply the aloha of Nitamal Mafreya all the 24 hours, that's impossible. Then we would have to say that all the Taras, she handled, as of 6 a.m. Sunday morning, Atom. How could we be Mitami, the Taras she handled at 7 a.m. Sunday morning? 7 a.m. she was still a Goyim. She went feeling at 9 a.m. So even if the Dam emanated into the Beis Achitz, from the Bokeh into the Beis Achitz at 7 a.m. But she was still in Ochitz. So in Mele, we are not mitame even the Tares she handled as of the last dik. So in other words, so Tanekames Shite is in accordance with what Gemara says here, that Ikeshus, So we say, so in other words, in the case of Rekeshus, so since we cannot be mitame meisleis, we are not mitame even the Tare she handled as a blessed Bike. But Rabbi Yehisi says, Harei kechol anoshi, and we are mitame l'mafreya, but we are only mitame l'mafreya as a blessed Bike. But we are not mitame l'mafreya. It's impossible to be mitame l'mafreya all the 24 hours. So Rabbi Yehisi holds that even in a case where it cannot be mitame l'mafrei all the 24 hours, so we have to be mitame all the tare she handled as a lesbike. So that's contrary to what Gemara says here, that in the case of Rekesh Yehus, since we cannot be mitame l'mafrei all the tare she handled all the 24 hours prior, so we are not mitame l'mafrei even the tare she handled as of the lesbike. V'yishleim ha'visugid ha'ochle ha'zik Rabbi Yehisi Yos Iname Hosov Hoyso Hosov Hoyso Bastume Hoyso Mizgayeres Nikeiden Hoy Mishum Yise Vigavo Tuma Migrabon. Because like this the Alochel the Chachomim is that Kol Anoshim Migabitares, so Mitame Ida Meisleis or Mipkin Lepkin. In other words, so meis leis mametes al yad mikido itkide, and mikido itkide is mametes miyad miyeis leis. So in other words, let's say any woman who sees down, let's say on Tuesday morning, she has a real down on Tuesday morning. So then, and she handled tires Monday afternoon and so on. So we are mitame. So mitame, all the tires she handled is of Monday morning. All the tires she handled within the 24 hours. Fine. But suppose she made the bdike Monday at 4 p.m. She made the bdike and she found it clean. So mele, and then Tuesday morning, so at 9 a.m., so she had the rias down. She made a bdike and she found out. So then we are only mitame, the tare she handled since 4 p.m. Monday afternoon. But the tare she handled prior to 4 p.m., we cannot be mitame, because we know that she was staying, or she made on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., she made a bdike, she was free. So then, Sunday morning, but we only mitame all the tarish handled as of Monday morning 9 p.m. That's me is mimayetes and got people. So ordinarily, so even though we know that we cannot be mitame all the tarish that she handled 24 hours prior, but we are still mitame the tarish she handled as of the last week. Let's think, Mashiach in this case, in the case of Reyach Adam Teah, so over there, Alpidin, we could be Mitame in Mafrei all the 24 hours. It just happened, she made it because we know. So even though we are not Mitame in Mafrei all the time, she ended the 24 hours, but since Alpidin, the Haloche of Mitame in Mafrei 24 hours does apply. But she made a bdike Monday at 4 p.m. But Alpidin, if she hadn't made a bdike, so then she wouldn't be tami all the tares she handled the 24 hours prior. So then we say, Meis leis, mi maete salya, pkile maete salya meis leis. Mashenki in the case of Areyach Adam Teah, Shedai Shaito, if she saw a head of ears down, on the 81st day in the morning at 9 a.m., so Alpidin we couldn't be mitame all the 24 hours. So where the Tumas Meis leis is Mufi Alpidin, even though we could be mitame all the tares as of the last dike, so Mimele, so they are as of the expiration of the Mitea. As of the expiration of Mitea, so we don't say it. So they, but in the case, but Rabbi Yisi is chelik, and Rabbi Yisi shitted. So the first tarets is in Teisves that Rabbi Yisi is chelik, and this thing that is mentioned in the price, and Rabbi Yisi holds that even where the Tumas Meis Leis is Alpidin Mufke. But if we could be mitame, the tare she handled as of the moment that the imitea expired, so we have to be mitame the tare she handled as of the moment the imitea expired. That's the first tarets. Then the second tarets is, Hosom hoisobastume, hoisom is dayeres mikele. In other words, in this case, there was no mitzias, there was no possibility of becoming tome all the 24 hours. So, because, let's say, she had the riyas down at 9 a.m. on the 81st day. So there was no possibility to be mitame all the tares she handled as of 9 a.m. the 80th day. Because until the sunset of the 80th day, so it was damteya. So there was no possibility for her to become tome all the 24 hours prior to the year. Because until the sunset of the 80th day, so she was mufkas of tome. It was still miteya. So in such a case, even Rabbi Yisi agrees. Even Rabbi Yisi agrees that in view of the fact that al pidin there was no possibility of becoming tome all the 24 hours prior. So even though it's possible to be mitame all the tare she handled as of the sunset of the 80th day, so since the tumas veis leis is mufke completely without the possibility of being tame, so we cannot be mitame the tare she handled as of the sunset of the 80th day. If she had been misguided before, then she could have been tame all the she could have been mitame all the tare she handled the 24 hours prior. But she wasn't misguided before, so mele she wasn't mufkas. So migabi dieres she wasn't mufkas of the tum. Then the second tare is oy mishum diise bigavu tumed rabam. In other words, that Ligabi the Eres, so she was not, even before the Geus, she was a goy, she was still not Mifkas. She was still not Mifkas of Tumas Nido. She was still not Mifkas of Tumas Nido. Why? Because Mirabonon, Enochis is Mitame Tumas Nido. Now, the question that arises against the second Teres of Faces is this. If the Aloch had been that Midrabona, a nochis, when she has a menstrual flow, does not become male. But if she has a menstrual flow, she does become male, then we could understand the second Teres days. But the Aloch is that Ami the Raisa level, even if a goy has a menstrual flow, so she doesn't become male. And Midrabonon, the halacha is that Enochis, Bas Dimul Shonom Yimechot, is Mitami Tumas Nido, even if she didn't have a menstrual flow. So the Mele, as far as becoming Tome, as a result of the menstrual flow, that doesn't apply to Enochis, even Midrabonon. If the Takonis Chachomim had been, that Enochis, when she has a menstrual flow, becomes tmei to masnido. But if she doesn't have a menstrual flow, she is not tmei to masnido. The way it is midraisa in regard to Israelis. So until a woman has a menstrual flow, she's tmei. But the moment she has a menstrual flow, no matter how young she is, she becomes tmei. If we had a counterpart on the rabbonal level in regard to Enochis, then we could understand Teisa's second Teres. In other words, that there is no analogy between the case of Reya Hadamteya in the situation of Rekishus and the case of Egeres. Because in the case of Reya Hadamteya, Shedayo Shaito, in the case of Reya Hadamteya, Ulekishus, so the Tumas Meis Leis is mufke. Even on the Rabbonu level it's mufke. Mashenk, some Mele, since Tumas Meis Leis is mufke, even on the Rabbonu level, some Mele, So the melee, we are not even mitami the taves that she handled as of the expiration of the Indian day. But Mashiach came, we got the Geiris, so at the Rabbono level, Tumas Nido is not Mufkas even before the Geiris. So the melee, we apply the aloche of mitami mafreya as of the moment of the Geiris. Mashiach came. But the halacha is that the nochris midraise is not mitami to masnido, even if she has an answer. And midrabonon, she is mitami to masnido, even if she is so young, a nochris bazgimu shonu imecho. So if she has a menstrual flow, so she is mitami, even if she doesn't have a menstrual flow, she is mitami to masnido. So that means that the menstrual flow has no significance. Even at the Rabbono level, it has no significance. So what can we tell us the Tesis give? Now, the Miri in Avin Zore, he mentions it Ligabe Zav and Ligabe Zor, or Ligabe Nino. In other words, the Aloche is that Midraise, that in Israel, a Tinik Bein Mechot, if he has a discharge of Sive, so he's mitami to Mezor. So, after the beginning, so we learned in the Iskusi, that Aloch, Zidrosh. So, Lazocha Unakim, that if a Tinik Bein Mechot is mitami to Mezive, if he has a flow of Sive, and the teenagers, Vasi Mechot, so if she has a flow of Nideh, she is mitami. And if she has a flow of Siveh, so it has to be Bashmiliyom, otherwise it's impossible to conceive. That's the Aloha Midraisa in regard to Yisrael Yisraelis. Now, in regard to Naku, or even Eskhovim, so then, even if Naku has a flow of Siveh, he's not a man. And Anochis, even though she has a flow, a menstrual flow, of Nidus or Zivo, so she's not made. But with Rabbanon, the Chachomim or Misakei, that an Akum, Ben Teshonim Yemechot, is Tome, even if he doesn't have a flow of Zivo. But, so, and the Anochis, and the Chachomim, Basgimu Shonim Yemechot, so it's mitame to Masnide, even if she didn't have a menstrual flow. But a Nochri is a Levitzchovim less than 3 years old, and Akum less than 9 years old, is not mitame. So the Miri says, that's only a Akum less than 9 years old, or a Nochri is less than 3 years old, who did not have a Zive flow, or a menstrual flow. So then, only if he's even beyond. So the Chachomim or Gezatuma, in order to deter a teenage Israel from being abused by the Levitchovim in Mishkav Zechur, or in order to deter Bnei Israel from being abused from beyond. So, but if it's less than the test, and less than the Gimur, so the Chachomim were not Gezatuma. In respect to a Nochri or a Nochri who did not have actually flow. Mashein came, if a Nochri mamishet a Zive flow, or a Nochri mamishet a menstrual flow, or a Zive flow, so then, even though the Nochri is less than 9 years old, and even though the Nochri is less than 3 years old, a Tinik Beyeme or a Tinik is Beyemo, and it is Chavi. So if she mamishet a menstrual flow, then she's mitame, even though she's less than 3 years old. That's what the Miri says in Avin Zoreh. So it's a riot that takes us also in agreement with that Miri's Chiddush. In other words, that there were two takones. One takone was vis-a-vis an akum bentes, or vis-a-vis a hobby. Basgimu shonu yimechot, that they are mitami to mazobin midrabonon, even though they are not in tears of or is of. And then another takon is chachomi, that if Etinik, if it chovim be yeme, hezi zive, even though mid reis is natome, if it nekes, bas yemo, even es chovim, hezi menstrual flow, even though mid reis is not meo, but here she becomes meo. So because of this, Teisa says, oi mishum yise bigavotum in rabbonim. So that means that on a rabbonim level, even a goye is not mufke of tumas nide. As a result of the menstrual flow, so Teisus does not have reference to the tumas nido that applies to a tineikes bas gimushoni mechod who didn't even have menstrual flow, but Teisus has reference to the takunas chachomi that even poches bas gimushoni mechod, if she had a menstrual flow, then she is tmeo tumas nido min rabbi. Right. Now. The taste of Shavua Paschal and Paschal, we went over, we discussed. Now the other tastes. Tim Chazik Rabba, we intend now, three chunga this as Rado de Nimu, we in Shlema, the Hoche, we misad Kolom, Posikim Mala Achmer, Chmala Achmer, the Chai Gabi, the Shira, it's the Eif, the Hoche, the Rekul of Achmer, Gabi Smon and Bakrus, the Chotza Tzuris, Hikshah Rab Ramot, Rabba Yitzchok, Levi Doma, we discussed it about Pea, the taste of Kach. Yikshar Rav Gmot Rav Yitzchok Olei Vidom Ashrim Ayonesen Hodi Tag Vifirik Yeshpreya Geyera Sheyotzop Adachas Vlodo. If the head of the fetus emerged before the Geirus V'yeisi V'lichobim, and before the whole group emerged, she immersed herself in the mikveh and she became Geirus. So V'hakim Yizgayro Eineisim Lo Yimei Tume V'meitar. In other words, that the moment the padachas emerged, so then the fetus was considered the old woman. So that means that the lady took place while she was in goy. So mele, the whole aloche of Tumas Leine, that the Torah applies to a illness, that applies only to a illness in Israel. But here the lady took place a moment before she became an Israelis. So Mimele, the halachas of Tumas Leine do not apply. So it says, Einesli Meitume V'Yemitach. So in other words, that any dam that emanates from this illness within the 33 days or the 66 days, so historia. But according to Levi, Shnei Mayonesei, Amai Einesli Yomitare, Halu Mayim Tome. So, but if according to Levi, that it's in my own toy, of course, I mean, we cannot, the way the Chasam Sefer says, it doesn't terminate from the Mokeh, but it originates in a different cause other than the menstrual cause of the flow of that. So, but, and that's the reason as why it's toy. So what if she's going? But the fact is that it's not amnido, so it should be toyer anyway. Halamai Tomisos, who virishes it, the Nametnan, the nation of Himitum, the Mitare, Umahi Price, the Prairies. Now, then another cash. So one cash is from the Price in Prairies in regard to the years. The other cash is the Mishnah Nide in regard to Yisidev. Now, this kashi is really not the kashi. I mean, Tesis doesn't say it, but the Rambam said it. In very simple terms. What's the kashi? Uvrish is an even, namet nam, the engagement of yimitume v'yimitar. Yimitume v'yimitar. So, in other words, if a baby was born through a cesarean operation, that's an even, so then the mother is not meyot tumas leide. What it means, not meyot tumas leide? In other words, this special aloha that a yilbes is only 7 days when she gives birth to a zohar, 14 days she gives birth to a kibbo, even if the lady will take place without a drop of dam emanating from the mokeh. So it's a special aloha, even if it's a lady yabesh. So it's aloha that is neo, so that doesn't apply to a case of a yilbes through a yitzidei, through a cesarean. But when when a baby is born, even if the baby is born through a cesarean, but the fact is that usually she has a flow of dam. The woman has a flow of dam. So then she's male 7 days as a needle. The special tumor of Tumas Leili that is peculiar to a illness, even if there wouldn't be any discharge of dam. So that doesn't apply to a illness who is cesarean. Mashinkei, if there is a flow of dam, and of course when a baby is born, even if the baby is born for a cesarean, there is a flow of dam, so she's may or 7 days with raise, machmas nida. So the Mishnah says that if a baby was born through a cesarean, so in Yesh, you know, of Yemei Tumer Mitare, so according to Levi, why is in Yesh, you know, of Yemei Tare? After all, the dam that emanates in the Yemei Tare, so it originates in a different cause than the menstrual cause. So what difference does it make whether he's Yitzidayfen or he's not Yitzidayfen? So the Ramban says that doesn't present any cash. Because if he's, when do we say that Yimei Teah, so the dam that emanates in Yimei Teah is originates in a different cause, if the birth takes place in a natural way, when the baby comes out through the mokeh, so then any flow of dam that comes out can originate in a different cause. Mashenkin, if the baby is born as he is even through a cesarean operation, so Mimele, that does not suspend. If the baby, a natural giving birth suspends the menstrual flow, and if any dam emanates in Yemei Teah, it doesn't originate in it. It does not have the menstrual origin, but it has some other origin. Mashenkei, the baby is born through a cesarean, so then there is no suspension of the menstrual flow. So any dam that emanates in the 33 days or in the 66 days in the case of a Yitzidayfen birth, so emanates from the same cause. That's what Ramban says. Alright, but Tesis doesn't say that. Umayi praise di pcheres v'koshekol kachorim dimeike kibisham. So from the price in pcheres there is no cash against them, because we can apply it according to Bishama. The Omar, my nechot, iname ki Bishama hocha, no da Omar, ki tanu Bishomi. Aber stamas nisi yisi veipen, that is to accord with everybody, is kosher. Vi yesh lema, de nesli mo yemi teya. So what, there are two terots in Tesis. What terots in Tesis is, de nesli mo yemi teya, ike li upme, li inyem, shi imro aso, bi yem zayen li zoch, oi bi yem yedalot li kebo. The habit chilas nido, then to must lay the all out. So when the price says in prayers, or in the Mishnah, or the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says in Nida regarding its data, that a nation in Mitaya, it doesn't mean that if she has a discharge of dam, in the Mitaya, so it's done. What it means, in case if she is Rasa being Zion Zoho, or being Dalit in Kibo, so if there is a natural birth, not a Yitzidayfen birth, so Mamele, so then it wouldn't start the Yimeide, because the Yimeide can only start in case of a Yeledes, of a natural birth, only on the third, before the first day, let us aho, or day the first day, let us take on. Mashain came in the case of a Geyeres, or in the case of a Yitzidayfen, so the Xerasakosu of Yimiteya doesn't apply. But as far as the Mitzias of originating in a separate cause, not this menstrual cause is concerned, so that applies to each David, and that applies to Yeres too. So Mimele, but suppose she saw down on the seventh day of each David, or a Yeres, or on the 14th day of Yeres the king, she saw down. So if it hadn't been a lady of each David, if it hadn't been a Yeres, if it had been a regular Israelis, so it wouldn't be Tchilas Nido. It wouldn't start the Yemenido. Because the Yemenido can only start on the 41st day or on the first day. Not if she has a Riyas Dam on the 7th day or on the 14th day. Mashenkin Bagieres or Bayitzdeifen or the Halochet Exerzakos of Yemeteyah doesn't apply. So Mele, that starts the Yemenido. So according to the first Eretz and Tesis, Enoch Nam, even Geiris, according to Levi, if she has a discharge of Dam in the Lamed Gimel Yomim or in the Samach Vov Yomim, so the Dam is not on. But then the other Teretz, and all the Rishonim except the other Teretz, Iname, Achal Gad Bishnei Mayon, say, Yesh Nitam Yehadam, so Teisu says that even according to Levi, so who says that Shnimayone say, what does it mean Shnimayone say? So it's obvious that that's thesis, that's the Pshat thesis. It doesn't mean it comes from another Mayon. It comes from the same source. It emanates, the dam that emanates in the Yemeteah, even according to Levi, emanates from the same source. In other words, from the uterus, from the wood, from the lining of the uterus. The way the menstrual dam comes. So, according to Rav, if it comes, even though it originates, but Levi says that in view of the fact, even though it emanates from the same lining of the uterus as menstrual dam, but in view of the fact that the dam, the discharge of dam is not of menstrual origin, because the menstrual bleeding is due to the fact that the uterus became prepared for the fertilization of the egg cell, and since the egg cell was not fertilized, so the male the linings become swollen up and it gives rise to bleeding. That's menstrual origin. But in came the dam that is discharged in the Yemeteah, so that is some other reason. That has to do probably with the fact that the birth is made the change in the whole, the removal of the placenta when the baby is born, so that made a change in the organism, and then there is bleeding. So even though it emanates from the same lining of the uterus, but it has a different cause. So Mimele, Rav says, Ma'inechot, Alpidin needs to be considered as Ma'inechot, without any Xeras HaKosov, it's to be considered as Dam Nido. Even though it emanates from a different cause, it doesn't emanate from the same cause that gives rise to menstrual bleeding. So still, as long as it emanates from the Mokeh, so Alpidin is considered as Dam Nido. Mitzad HaSvor, Levi says no. Mitzad Asvore, without special Zerzakosuk, then we should say that what should be considered as Dam Nido only if it emanates from the menstrual cause. But if it emanates from a different cause, even though it emanates from the same source, from the lining of the uterus, it should not be considered as damid. But here there is a special zersakosu. Here there is a special zersakosu that only when the halacha of Tumas Leido apply, so then it's toya. Otherwise, it's not toya. So there is a special zersakosu. So in regard to a yildes, so where she was at the time of the lady, she was still in Ochlitz, so then this zersakosu of Yemiteya doesn't apply. If this zersakosu of Yemiteya doesn't apply, so mimele, it is tome. Now the Ramban Mososim Shem Chachme Asapati, Shem Akshi, Vakani Bifir Yeshpre Gehir, Shiyot Badachas, Vod of Yisun Ochis, Vakin Israel, Yisun Yim Yitum and Mitar, Vamai Lim Yidom and Mistamatom in Yiftahatoye, Amai Yim Mitar and Mai Toyos, Umitar Tzimim Yim Mitar Alab, that is the first step. She not that Kishin of Kun, Lema, she was of Yim Zayn Yizoch of Yim Shuai, Yim Kibo, Meo Nido, Meni Visichimitea Yimenius, Vijay Shemamid in Israel, Yim Lim Kibishama, דאם רמיינך אוי פישו רייבי אף או פישו שני מיון יסי ואיתי רעתי רמיין זה אלו בנילדיס וזו כאין שאין לו בין רעידה אף אוי סמיין תומי ורעין אסלום אין חמישה דומים so וכאין שאין לו שאף אולי אף או פישו שני מיון יסי ואיתי רעתי רמיין זה אלו בנילדיס only by Yildes the Torah was retired. Only by Yildes the Torah was mitayim. Vizu kim sheim odin leide afui samayim tomim. So what's the machlekes really between Rav and Levi? I mean, there is no machlekes in Yitzias. So in other words, both are made that it comes from the same source. The Yimiteyak. The Damteyak emanates from the same source, from the lining of the uterus. And both are made and so. But the machlekes between Rav and Levi is on this. According to Rav, as long as it emanates from the same source, so Mr. Aswara, without any Xerasakosu, so it has to have a din of Damnila. Whether it originates in the menstrual course or in another course. For example, the Chinese, many women have a problem with ovulatory bleeding. Now, that's it emanates from the lining of the uterus, but it doesn't originate in the same cause. This bleeding, ovulatory bleeding, does not originate in the same cause as menstrual bleeding. Is she or not? Now, according to the Chassam Sefer, but it should not be mentioned to anybody. According to the Chassam Sefer, one could argue, since the Chassam Sefer says that the machlekes between Rav and Levi is not on such a divergent machlekes that according to Rav he terminates from the Moker, according to Levi he doesn't terminate from the Moker. There couldn't be such a machlekes in its years, but it emanates from the Moker, but according to Levi it originates in a different course than menstrual bleeding, and according to Rav, it originates in the same cause as menstrual bleeding. So it's mashmah, how the Chassam saying for us, explanation of the machlekes, that suppose, let's say, it is established that a certain bleeding that emanates from the mokia, from the uterus, but it originates not in the same cause as menstrual bleeding, then she's not in Nidah. So in other words, ovulation bleeding would not make the woman into Nidah. I said, no, that it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi and Metzias. Even if the Metzias is not of such wide divergence, it's not mistaber. Monefshah, if Rav says so, why is Levi chilek? And if Levi says the Metzias is different, why is Rav chilek? But the Metzias is that the dam that emanates in the Yemetea, it does not originate in a menstrual cause. In a menstrual cause. But it's another cause, but it emanates from the same source, from the walls of the uterus. So Mimele, according to Rav, so there's a machlekes in the din. According to Rav, is what makes dam nido, the fact that it emanates from the uterus. V'horaye, the shita of the Bes Yosef. And that's the shita of the Raya in Teraskeanim and Rabbi Nehil in Teraskeanim, that if a woman has a mako in the mocha itself, so then she's also in. The Ramor doesn't pass in that way. But that's the shita of the Bes Yosef. If suppose a woman has an ulcer in the uterus, has an ulcer in the uterus, and it bleeds. So according to Bes Yosef, and that's the sheet of the Raimet in Tereskeyan, so she's in Nidah. So we see, and that's in accordance with the sheet of Rav, because we passed like Rav. I'm sure that the Raimet wouldn't say it, I'll leave it away. So that's the machlekes really between Rav and Rav. The Metzias is that it emanates, the Damkeya emanates from the Mokeya, but it emanates from a different cause than the cause of menstrual bleeding. So what Rav holds, as long as it emanates from the Mokeya, so the melee has it been of Dam Nido, without any special Teresakos. And that's why the Raibet says that even if the woman has a Mako in the Mokeya, so she's also, when the Gemara says that the damako is not male, so it means a damako in the Beisachitz, in the vaginal canal, or in the cervix, if there is a mako. But if there is a mako in the uterus itself, so then she's a nido midarise. She's a nido midarise. Why? Because dam nido by definition means any dam that emanates from the mokeh. Whether it originates in a menstrual phenomena or in some other phenomena, so she's still in it. She's still in it. But then, and Levi says no. Mitzarasvore, without a special tzarasakosu. So damnido is only damnido that is only dam that originates in a menstrual phenomena. But if it doesn't originate in a menstrual phenomenon, in some other cause, let's say according to Levi, I suppose, ovulatory bleeding will not make the woman into a nido. Or a mako, the Raivet would agree that according to Levi, she would not become a nido. So by definition, that nido means if it originates in a menstrual phenomenon. But so the male, Damteya, since it doesn't originate in a menstrual phenomenon, so the melee should be taught. But there is a special Zerzakosu in the parish in Gazria that Damteya, that the dam that emanates in the Yemeteya is only taught in certain situations. So that's a Zerzakosu. In other words, if she's a Yemenis Israelis, Or let's say if it's natural birth, not if she's a Yochris, or at the time of the lady, or it's a Caesarean lady. So in such a case, so here we have a special Tzarsakosu that it's only toy under certain circumstances. Masha'inke, Masha Inkin, if these circumstances do not apply, so then there is not a cause of which is Neyo. But generally speaking, according to Levi, in order to be the middle, it must originate in a menstrual phenomenon. That's the pshat in all these Hashem. Now the next Mishnah. Habikasho Nido. If a woman has pain and then she has a discharge of dam, so she's in Nido. Koshis Oshloisha Yomi, Bisei Chidal of Yom, suppose for 3 days because of the blood, so she had pain. In other words, she was needed. She had labor pain. And in the Yudalev Yay, the lazy boy, we saw maids legs, and then the pain subsided for 24 hours. And after that, she gave birth to a child. How is it? Let us visit. I don't know. Why does the Mishnah say that came Sopso if the pain subsided? The implication being, suppose a woman is in labor for a long time and she keeps on having pain, and then she doesn't have a 24-hour period of comfort, and she gives birth. So then, even though it wasn't Yimezive means, let's say, suppose a woman had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan. Had the menstrual flow on the first of Nisan. And then, so she became an eagle. Then she had the menstrual flow, she had a discharge of dam on the 8th of Nisan. So that's already amazing. Yudal of Yain, she had an eagle in eagle. And she had the discharge of dam on the 9th of Nisan. She had a discharge of dam on the 9th of Nisan. And then she had a discharge of dam on the 10th of Nisan. On the 8th, and the 9th, and the 10th of Nisan. In view of the fact that she had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, so the middle of the 8th, the 9th, the 10th of Nisan represented Yemezive. So she should become a Yeledes Vizei, and she should be obligated, besides counting 7 days or 14 days Yemelede, so an additional, 7 clean days, because she's also Izobe. She had 3 rias of dam and 3 successive days in the Yemezive. But there is a special Zerzakos, because Domo Machmas Atzmo Viloi Machmas Vlad. In other words, if a woman who was close to giving birth and she had the menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, and then on the 8th of Nisan she again had the discharge of dam, and the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, and on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th of Nisan she was in labor, she had pain, and then she gave birth after having 3 years and 3 successive days in the Yemei Zive, she gave birth to a child. So she is not considered as the Yeledes Vizeiv, and she does not have to count Zaynikin. Why? She should. After all, she gave birth to a child in the Yemei Zive, and she had 3 years and 3 successive days. But there is a special Zerzakoso that the Domo Machmas Atzmo Viloi Machmas Vlad. In view of the fact that the discharge of dam she had is attributable to the pending giving birth, the whole time it was coupled with pain, with pain. So mele that kriyas dam in the yemisive is attributable to the pending birth, even though it took place before the baby was born. But it's attributable to the pending birth. So mele it's domo machmas glodo in yemisive does not make her into his own, especially the zakosa, the nose ones. So that the zakosa applies only to Yemezive. But if it is in Yemenide, if a woman has a discharge of dam in the Yemenide, not in Yemezive, so then she becomes a nida. She becomes a nida. Alright. So this is what the Mishnah says. So Mimele, if she will be koshi soshleisha yomim, b'seichi dalif yei, in other words, she had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had a discharge of dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, and it was coupled with pain. So Mimele is domo machas flodo dam keishi, so the aloche is dam keishi meizivo, does not make her into his own. It's a special zazakosa. But suppose she had the menstrual flow on the first of this. Then she had the discharge of dam on the 8th, and the 9th, and the 10th. And then, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she had the discharge of dam. Then, the whole day of Wednesday. Then, the whole day of Wednesday. So, she was in a state of comfort. And then, Wednesday night, on Thursday, she gave birth to a baby. So, in view of the fact that she had a 24 hours of comfort without pain, so mele the dam that was discharged prior to the 24 hours of comfort is not considered to be dam keishi. Domo machmas vodo is not considered to be domo machmas vodo. So mele she is his own. The exosakosef is the dam that is machmas vodo, dam keishi does not make her into his own. Only if they were coupled with pain. But if after the discharge of dam, of the three riyas of dam, so there was a 24 hour period of comfort, and then she gave birth, so memela al pidin, we do not attribute the discharge of dam as dam machmas leide. We do not attribute it to the leide. So that's considered like damzime. So mele, she is his own. So koshi soshlei sheyonim b'sich v'dalev yei v'sof som Yisrael's v'yoldo, and she had furious, and then she had a state of comfort for 24 hours, and after the 24 hours comfort, so she gave birth, so she's considered furious b'sich, because the dam is not considered as dam keishi. Divrei Rav Lezer, Rav Yishua Meir, Laila Meyein, Kilei Shabbos Meyein Meir, Shesopsom Natsar Min Adam. Now, the machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yishua is regard to the question as to whether